just give us a second. Mr. Johnson will be serving as the lead for your hearing. Thank you. Mr. Johnson, did you start and stop again?
Yeah.
Thank you. I missed it.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Zeminga. How are you this afternoon? Hello? Mrs. Zeminga?
Ms. Zeminga?
Yeah.
Can you hear Mr. Johnson?
Yeah.
Good afternoon. How are you this afternoon?
Barely.
You can barely hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Zeminga, you're being from the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. Could you please state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Jessica Charlotte Zeminga. My ADC number is 322270.
Okay, Ms. Zeminga. Conducting your hearing today is the Honorable Lindsay Nunes, who is acting as our board chairman, the Honorable David Mills, and my name is Michael Johnson. Also with us, representing the Department of Correction, is Mr. Westby. He'll be representing the Department of Correction as well as your parole officer, okay?
Okay.
All right, Ms. Zeminga, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yeah.
On that form, it notifies you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself?
Representing myself.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to swear you, Mr. Westby, in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Ms. Zeminga, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In the first phase, we determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In the second phase, we determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the allegation on your warrant states that you violated an Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on about March 1st, 2018, as verbally directed on February 28, 2018. Defender's whereabouts are unknown. Thus, he's an assignment from supervision. Ms. Zeminga, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you. Okay, based on the admission of Ms. Zeminga, I'm going to find that she was delinquent, still violated the terms and conditions of her supervision, because she may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or a company.
Second.
Agree?
Okay, motion.
Yeah.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Quinones, agreed with by Mr. Neal.
You're breaking up.
Okay, I was just going on the motion. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Zeminga, we're going to go on to phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to go over some information with you and then give you the opportunity to present whatever information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Westby.
On February 7th, 2018, Ms. Zeminga was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. She was arrested March 28th, 2018 by Avondale PD. There were no new charges. She was back in U.S.C. custody March 29th, 2018, with an adjusted CACD of July 5th, 2018, 27 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, drug paraphernalia, two counts, each for 1 year. She has no prior convictions. This is her first term in the Department of Corrections. Her CUIR score is 2-1, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information known, no prior terms of supervision. Her disciplinary violations are minimal. Under arrest, 2013, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2013, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2015, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. Community risk score is a G5B4.
Okay, Ms. Zilnicki, when you were released on February 7th, prior to your release, you were proven to reside at the Scully House at 2432 West Turney Avenue. A phone reported to the Scully House who reported use of alcohol was not accepted into the program. Then on February 8th, you were approved to reside with your uncle at 822 East Brinker Drive in Avondale, Arizona. You left that resident at the request of your uncle. Then on about March 3rd, the defendant's whereabouts are unknown since that time. Where did you go after you left your uncle's?
The reason? It was just family issues. We went to our dad.
Okay, so where did you go when you left your uncle's?
I'm sorry?
Where were you staying at after you left your uncle's?
At his friend.
At a friend's house? Why did you go back to Peoria and went to Peoria where you were?
I had lost my phone. It actually got stolen. And when I called her, when I got my phone reactivated, I had the address on hand to where I was staying. And she told me to, for the next day, to go drop at task and then report to her, which I didn't do.
Okay, why did you do it? Did you relapse or what?
Yes.
What were you doing? Alcohol? No, at one point you were doing alcohol. So were you doing drugs too, or was it just alcohol?
It was drugs too.
What type of drugs?
I got high on marijuana.
Okay. So how were you, what happened when the Avondale police, you came in contact with Avondale PD?
I was actually riding on my bike, me and my dog, to my boyfriend's house, and the cop, he recognized me from a previous arrest.
It's not always good to be recognized, huh?
Okay.
It's not always good to be recognized.
How did he recognize me?
No. I said it's not always good to be recognized. You said he recognized you from a previous contact.
Yes, and the contact was a year and a half before. It's only a short time, so it's kind of easy to recognize.
So what happened, Ms. Zilnicki, after you got out, when you went to your first halfway house, you were had a drink in alcohol house, so did you just give up and decide not to try to do the programs, or what happened?
When I got out, I drank my pot, and when I went to Scully House, they were about to breathalyze me, and I told them what had happened, and, they told me I wasn't going to be accepted. I ended up the next day going to see my parole officer, and I got checked into Copper Springs, which is a rehab/mental health facility. So that same night, I went to the rehab center for 8 days, and then I got released to my uncle.
Okay. Let me see if the board has any additional questions for you.
Just a quick one, and it's out of curiosity. Ms. Zuniga, can you hear me?
Yes.
Do you live in Fashion?
No, I live in Avondale.
Okay. When you said it was a small town, I wasn't sure what you were talking about.
Yes.
Avondale's gotten kind of big these days, so.
I live in Old Town Avondale.
Oh, gotcha. All right. That's all. I was just curious. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Ms. Zuniga, we're about to come up on a conclusion of your hearing. At this point in time, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself? Ms. Zuniga?
Okay.
We're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself?
Just thank you for your time and your decision, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be what's best for me.
Okay. All right, Ms. Zilnicki, the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, I'm going to actually remain on the line, however, to remain silent. The board will make the determination whether to vote or reinstate the community supervision. Okay?
Yes.
All right, the board is now in discussion. We've had the opportunity to review the warrant, and have a discussion with Ms. Yuniga. When she was released, she did drink alcohol, and that's why she wasn't admitted to the Scully household. And she's been extremely honest to talk about it, that she was released to go stay with her uncle. And she eventually got a hold of her because of family issues. She left her uncle's and she went to go stay with a friend. She did notify her PO and tell her PO that she had moved from the uncle's. But the PO asked her to come in and go drop and take a UA, but she had been smoking marijuana. So she didn't go drop and take a UA. Thus, she was absconded for 27 days. Ms. Unica will be released July 5th of 2018. During this time, she won't be on any parole or community supervision, and that she won't have to report to a parole officer at that time. I think it would be best for Ms. Unica to go ahead and stay in the remainder of her time while she's in there, get involved with some NAAA programs, work on a program where when she gets out, she'll be able to get out and be a productive citizen, as she won't be on community supervision or have to report to a parole officer during that period of time. I think Ms. Unica would be a very productive citizen once she's released and has no parole or community supervision. That's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Mr. Cunningham.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I want to follow up on that because if you look at her history, you know, she's 29 years old. She's got a lot of life ahead of her, but I think she's in that zone where people really start to mature. And the reason I bring this up is because she was given three chances on probation, which were all probably drug-related. And it took that for her to finally get a real conviction, and then she absconded from supervision. So I'm really hoping that she's thinking hard about turning the corner and staying sober when she comes out. I'd hate to see her back in the correction system. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Unless there's any more comments, if there's no more comments, then I'm going to make a motion at this time. My motion is going to be to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Unica, find that she was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of her supervision, and had lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company. And she did relapse and was using marijuana as well as alcohol, and she was in absconding for 27 days, and we have no idea exactly what she was doing during that period of time. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself. Second by Mr. Condonis, agreed with by Mr. Neal. Ms. Zuniga?
Yes.
Ma'am, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on July 5th of 2018. This is your first time that you have been incarcerated or had this problem. We hope that you will take the time that you have left, get involved in some self-help or NAAA classes. It sounds as though you're really ready to turn that corner, but you can make that decision that when you're released in July, that you won't be on any parole, community supervision. You won't have to report to no parole officer. Work with your CO3 if there's any program that you need to take once you're released. And hopefully you'll be a productive citizen and not have any negative contact with law enforcement again. I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Zuniga. If you could